Well, how much risk do we take when we get up in the morning to go drive to work? Everything, I think, takes risk. So to answer that question, every time we all suit up, we're all taking a risk that we could potentially get hurt, whether it's a concussion, a broken bone, anything. You get up off of the bed the wrong way, you potentially could risk you spraining your ankle. I'm just risking any and everything.
Tua Tagovailoa back in week 8. Apparently. Looks that way. I always thought this was where we were headed. Not that I knew anything, but he walked off the field and stayed on the field in the Bills game when he got hurt. And a day or two after that, the report was intends to keep playing. Then you had McDaniel last week saying that this is going to happen. We don't know when yet. And now, like, first opportunity, he is coming back in. And they need him. They're 2-4, still alive, but not looking good. They have Arizona, who plays tonight. This week, and then they come here.
And the big news on that front today seems to be that he's not going to wear the guardian cap in the games. Taylor Rapp of the Bills has chosen to do that. I don't know. I'm going through a series of tweets from Marcel Louis-Jacques, who's covering the Dolphins, like he worked here for ESPN covering the Bills for a few years. And there seems to be, like, the NFL has made some claims about its ability to reduce the occurrence of concussions, but there isn't any real dependable data, it seems like. So,
would it hurt, though?
I would think it wouldn't hurt, right? I think that's the least you could say, is that it wouldn't hurt to do it, but I don't know. I'm not, I don't think he shouldn't be allowed to play, and I don't think he should have to do anything he doesn't want to do. I mean, I'll be as uncomfortable as anyone if he gets blasted again like he's been in the past. That is scary. But players come back from concussions all the time. This one is mostly, I think, first of all, it's a high-profile position player, at quarterback, obviously. But the optics of the original trouble 2 years ago, I think, are what still it pushes us to treat him not like a regular player coming back from a concussion, because we think that they hid the first one against the Bills, and then a week later in primetime, I mean, look, I'll admit that was not an ordinary-looking concussion with the fencing pose or whatever happened there with his fingers. I mean, that was really, really scary stuff.
4 days later.
Right.
Thursday night.
That's right.
After Sunday.
And then, you know, you've had he lapsed into some version of that in week 2 against the Bills. It wasn't the full-on like you saw in the Cincinnati game, you know, again, a couple of years prior, but there was some of that. And so I just feel like it turns the heat way up on this player specifically, but I don't think it has. I mean, I understand all that, but it doesn't push me to, like, oh, the league should step in or something, or they should make him wear a guardian cap even. Go do what you're going to do. I mean, I'm not in a position to stop you. Hockey players come back all the time from devastating-looking concussions. So, I don't know, I'm not all bent in the – I don't have a side, really. The go play is my side.
Right. You, like I have said, too, you defend his right to play. That's it.
Yeah.
And I do think that's maybe a good point, how there's maybe more – there is, I would say, more scrutiny on him because of the suspicious way that it started last season, right? This was only last season. So I think that there is a
– No, it was 2 years ago. He was healthy all last year.
Okay, right.
It was 2 years ago. 22 season.
Yeah. 2 years ago. So, yeah, I think there is a feeling like this guy needs to be protected. And, okay, I mean, you can feel that way. I get it. But what does it come down to? Should he not be allowed to play? I think he should, like you said.
And I also would fully respect him if he, after this one, had decided to walk away.
I would respect anybody for not wanting to play football.
Any player who decides, like, I've had enough of this, I don't want to risk getting hit like this again and being, you know, potentially damaged in my, you know, whatever, the rest of my life. I mean, that's also well within your right to do, and I would never criticize a guy for doing that. So, you know, I can't be any more clear about it than that. There's so much debate about, you know, again, it's just the cesspool that is social media at times. It just seems like there's a lot of, you should wear the guardian cap. Really? I mean, like you said, it couldn't hurt, But I don't know. I'm not here to tell him what he should be doing.
Doesn't seem, though, like getting out of bed is as risky as playing in the NFL.
No, I would be inclined to agree.
There's risk in anything. Well, you know, I'm an odds guy, and that's going to be a tough one for me. Because certain things are more dangerous. My dog needs to learn the odds when it comes to cars. Because she is so little and quick that I took a walk with her today, and we have to cross the street, and on our way back, cars are coming. It's not always that there's traffic, but in this case, and she just jumps at them. And I've got her already like 10 feet off the road, but if I don't have like a very tight grip on the leash, she's jumping in front of that car, and it's over. Like, yeah, she wants to do that. So that's a little scary. Like, we have to figure out, we got to get her in a little bit of a better place when it comes to cars. I don't know how to do it. But don't let go. But, you know, it can be so random. Like, you just get distracted, and then she jerks and pulls a leash out of your hand, and goodbye. Like that.
Yep.
Not a great thought.
No.
Not a great thought. No. Come on, Margo. She's got a lot going for her. She loves apples. It was her birthday on Saturday. She turned one. We got her an apple from the backyard. I wanted to give her a reward for doing well with going potty. So then we went to the apple tree and grabbed one, and she takes it in her mouth like by the stem, and it almost covers her entire face. It's hilarious.
She's so tiny, right?
The pictures of Margo, you know, transporting the apple in her mouth all the way to the house.
Does she have to stop to rest, put it down, and then continue?
Sometimes it's just too big. She takes the steps more slowly because it's a lot to handle. Let's go to Bob here. Hi, Bob.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling, Bob.
I got two questions. One is, what's happened to the safety Edwards that we got from Kansas City? When we had picked him up in the offseason, he was projected to be the starter at safety with Rapp. And then I believe he got hurt. He had a hamstring or something.
That's right. That's how I remember it. Yep.
And then we haven't seen, I don't think he's even played in a game so far, has he?
Oh, yes. He's played a lot of special teams. He might have a handful of defensive snaps, but I'm not even sure of that. I think there might be zero in defensive snaps, but he's covered kicks. He was inactive yesterday. That I know. But he has been active, and he has played special teams in games.
Oh, okay. My other question was because I was just listening to you guys talking about Tua coming back. And my question with that is, are the refs going to possibly be more vigilant on making roughing the passer calls on him because they don't want him to get hurt and have the league get a bad rap because they didn't ban him from the game after having...
No, I doubt it. I doubt it. I don't think officiating works like that.
They protect. They're already predisposed to protecting them. I don't know.
Roughing the passer is so cheap nowadays anyway that if he draws a flag for what looks like not that serious a hit, I'm not going to think it's because of his reputation. I'm going to think it's because this is how the league works now.
Right.
Any quarterback. Although, a guy like Allen probably doesn't get as much benefit of the doubt in terms of roughing the passer because he's so big and strong. Like the Cam Newton effect.
Right.
How Newton would talk about, and it seemed like he was right. He would just get, you know, drilled.
I think that's,
And stay on his feet or just not suffer as obviously from the hit and not get, the penalty wouldn't come.
I think maybe that's why we have seen Allen... He's exaggerated hits numerous times, and maybe he's doing that for that exact reason. You know, I mean, it's not the best look, and you worry that it's going to come back to bite you at an inopportune time. Like if officials, you know, are aware of the reputation that I think he's got in that area, they could, you know, hold it against him at some point, you know, but I don't know.
I still hate it.
I don't. Yeah, I know. I don't think it's impossible what the caller is suggesting, that not from a league-wide conspiracy standpoint, but from a ref, just the official standing there in the backfield watching a play. If you know you're human, you try to keep emotions out of it, but if you're more worried about this player than other players, you might be predisposed to reacting differently when, you know, the same action happens to a different guy that happens to Tua. But I mean, that's just too tangled to really unravel. The bottom line is, like Mike already said, they already, I mean, talk about an abundance of caution. They're already, to me, pretty far over the line on that. That I don't know that you'd really even notice a difference.
We had this last Monday night. I mean, there were a couple of really cheap roughing the passer penalties. If you watch football on the course of a Sunday, you know, all day, you're going to see a few of them. But the flopping, to me, like, I don't know. I don't want to live like that. I just hate it. I hate it in sports. I watched a soccer game Saturday morning, and they had the guy got a red card. He got thrown out because he threw a punch. And he might have thrown two, and they gave him a yellow, and then they reviewed it, of course, and that takes forever, and then it's a red because we have to do it that way. And the slow motion of the hand fighting in soccer, and then the guy who gets barely grazed, then it's like, you know, JFK, and his head, and he goes to the ground, his mouth, you know, wide open. Ah! It's just so stupid. I mean, I can't say it ruins the sport because I watch the sport. I like it.
Same here.
But it just, like, a pox on a great game.
I feel like I hardly even see it anymore because I like soccer enough that I just don't, I black out when it happens.
It's just so ingrained. And I don't know, like, does anybody even stop and say anything? It's just part of soccer. And so this guy, who was I watching? Man City, I think. No, I don't know. I forget. But the guy just completely crumpled from Richarlison, it might have been.
Like a flick?
It just he had nothing. I mean, that's the worst. Maybe Allen does have a point, but it's such a bad look. I didn't see it yesterday. It's not a thing from yesterday.
No.
But getting connected with the fans. Thank you, Bob. Brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Bills have been through kind of a lot so far through seven games, but they're sitting pretty here at 5-2, 2.5 up on Miami, 3 up on the Jets. Seattle next. There's news on DK Metcalf, who was injured yesterday. We'll have that for you as we continue. Football Monday, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.